So it's clear that the priority of the members and the ministerial discussions in Hong Kong when they went, their priority was not on discussions in agriculture in general, but specific to cotton. There are three specific objectives listed for cotton in this subsection of the text. First, all forms of export subsidies for cotton will be eliminated by developed countries in 2006. Second, on market access, developed countries will give duty-free and quota-free access for cotton exports from the least developed countries from the commencement of the implementation period. What does that mean? All right. The least developed countries are an identified group of 32 countries, almost all of them are in Africa, that are considered the least of all the less developed countries. So this applies only to a specific list of 32 countries, but it does include the four West African cotton-producing countries that have been so loudly protesting U.S. cotton programs. The commencement of the implementation period means whatever date they end up deciding that this Doha round, the measures they've agreed to begin to take effect, that's the date then that's duty-free, quota-free access will be available. Lastly, this is the one that is the most troubling, and it should be troubling for all members of the WTO and for all the commodities. Members agree that the objective is that, you'll love this language, as an outcome of the negotiations, trade-distorting domestic subsidies for cotton production be reduced more ambitiously than under whatever general formula is agreed, and that it should be implemented over a shorter period of time than generally applicable. We commit ourselves to give priority in the negotiations to reach such an outcome. Now that's specific text lifted from the Hong Kong ministerial agreement. The U.S. cotton industry is deeply concerned with the ramifications of this text, but it's also ominous for other commodities. Now that one commodity has sort of been culled from the herd and isolated and going to be dealt with differently, what's to stop the WTO from doing that to another? And how does one commodity negotiate with the rest of the world's economies? How can bananas, corn, or wheat deal with this when their turn comes? These sorts of things indicate that the U.S. program is not their problem. Country after country continues to wave U.S. spending as the root of all evil. And I can tell you that USTR has forcefully stated that it's irresponsible on anyone's part to say that the U.S. program is causing some of the problems out there, but it continues to fall on deaf ears. So where are we now? The trade ministers have set a date of April 30 for concluding things called modalities. That's where they write down specific numbers. There will be X percent reduction in tariffs by so many years. This means that there will be an intense period of negotiations yet ahead of us for the next 4 months. There are already, as I've noted, many statements from African countries that say what's in cotton is not enough yet, and we will be asked for more. In short, we should expect no let-up. Cotton is going to be asked to give more and more. There will be pressure, intense pressure, from many sources to make further concessions. They'll say in the last hour when they get to Geneva in April, with Oxfam standing right there beside them, that without further concessions, they'll block any Doha agreement. The European Union is going to play a grand game of chicken in all this. They're attempting to use Africa and the cotton issue as a reason for not undertaking further negotiations. In the end, what's going to happen here is it's market access in agriculture that matters. The key component to a successful Doha round for all of U.S. agriculture is market access. The U.S. has proposed cuts in tariffs of 75%. It's clear that the EU and others can't support that sort of thing. I think what you're going to see is a very difficult issue on market access struggle for the next several months. If resolution can be reached on market access, then I think fairly quickly they'll get to domestic support. It's very difficult, but if they do something on market access, then eventually you might see domestic support reductions of, say, 50% talked about. And then they'll say cotton should do more. And they'll say 50% reduction in domestic support over 5 years, and cotton should do it sooner than 5 years. So the National Cotton Council will work closely with USTR and USDA to attempt to, again, avoid this further isolation of cotton, find the type of market access that's necessary for U.S. agriculture to support any reduction in overall domestic support that does not isolate cotton. Again, I thank you for your attention this morning.